reasons, I'm assuming, while you're here, but the tank over here is a big clue about water baptisms. And so I just love water baptism services because I love to celebrate what God has done in people's lives. And so I'm excited about this morning, these new spiritual births, and we're helping people find and follow Jesus. That's our mission statement at this church. And water baptisms are evidence of what God is doing, the Holy Spirit's working in hearts and lives. And thank you, Pastor Darth, for the opportunity here. Let's briefly go back to the Gospel of John. The scriptures will be on the screen behind me. One night, Jesus had a theological discussion with a man named Nicodemus. And he was a leader in Israel and the religious community. And this conversation is captured in John chapter 3. Nicodemus believed that Jesus was sent by God. But he had some questions. It's okay, it's okay. Do you know it's okay to ask God questions? Because he's got answers. He did not know who Jesus really was, and he did not yet have a relationship with Jesus. So Jesus told them this, a verse in John chapter 3, verse number 3. Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. This was a radical teaching. The Jews believed, because they were a Jew, they were the promised people. They had a ticket to heaven. And so Jesus is here showing, no, there's something besides being a Jew that you need in your life. You know, some people believe that going to church is going to make them to heaven. I love what Keith Green said in one of his songs, going into McDonald's does not make you a hamburger. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian. Being good enough doesn't make you a Christian. Jesus was explaining an essential truth here. You have to believe that he is the Son of God, the Messiah, who was speaking with him. And he told them this essential truth. There's no way to heaven except by a new birth, a spiritual new birth through faith and in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We sang about it in worship this morning. I love the worship because it told the story. It told the story. Well, this conversation is in the context of a well-known verse, John 3:16. Would you just read this verse off the screen with me? Here we go. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Hallelujah. That's what I say, hallelujah. There's the ticket right there. The spiritual new birth is just the start of following Jesus, the Holy Spirit. As we yield our lives, as we ask for forgiveness, the Holy Spirit comes to live in us to help us on this journey, this process of becoming more and more like Jesus. This transformation, there's an allegory here on the screen. You see the transformation process of a caterpillar to a butterfly. It's actually a very astonishing miracle when you study this, because a caterpillar and a butterfly don't look anything alike. But I have a video we're going to play in just a moment here. I want you to notice how the caterpillar has to die, literally splits open, goes into a cocoon like a tomb, and emerges a completely different creature. Think about those steps that you see on the screen there as you watch this video.
Thank you.
pretty amazing, isn't it? In fact, the science doesn't quite yet know exactly why all this happens. Well, it's because God designed it that way. And just the same way, amazing how that is, a totally different creature is a greater miracle. The greatest miracle is when a person puts their faith in Jesus Christ, says, I repent of my sins, I turn away from that, and I turn to Christ and believe in his death, his resurrection, and new life. We become a complete different creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is Christ, is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. Just as the caterpillar has to die, we have to die to self. We have to say, I can't do this myself. I can't earn my way to heaven. I can't be good enough. I can't conquer the difficulties of my life even here and say, God, I need your help. And he comes in by his Holy Spirit. But as we put our faith in him, we're forgiven of our sins and we're made into new creatures. You know, being born again, especially water baptism candidates this morning, being born again is the start of the journey. The water baptism is evidence of that journey of starting, but there's a lot of living left to go. And there's a lot of change what the Holy Spirit wants to do, of living inside out what God wants to change in us. Maybe you don't know this, but monarch butterflies can migrate up to 3,000 miles. Can you imagine that little butterfly flying 3,000 miles? Well, it's sort of an allegory again of our lives. There's a lot left of living to do, and the Holy Spirit wants to help us in growing in our relationship with him and more to be like him till one day we see him face to face. That's the biggest deal, assurance of heaven. So a footnote on Nicodemus, that follower of Jesus, we know that he became a follower because at the death of Jesus Christ, he publicly, at great risk and great cost to himself, helped to bury Jesus. It's really, really wonderful to think about how that changed from a person that was good became a follower and helped Jesus actually be buried. And so water baptism is our celebration of being born again. We are doing what Jesus commanded his disciples when he was leaving this world to go back to heaven. He told them this command, and we call it the Great Commission. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're going to be doing that in just a few moments, just exactly like the Bible says. And then teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Water baptism doesn't forgive our sins. We've already made that statement, and we've confirmed with each of the water baptism candidates. They fill out a questionnaire, and they talk to them, and just ensuring that they made this step to go forward with Jesus Christ. Their sins are buried. They're dead to self. Their sins are buried and washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. And rising up out of that water after going like dead to sin, like dead to Jesus in the tomb, raised in victory. Raised in victory over sin, over the issues of the life. Not there won't be some struggles, some issues, but Jesus is with you. And he will empower you to do that. So it's a blessing to them. It's a blessing to us. As with fellow believers, as we celebrate with them, and their testimonies are a statement that Jesus is still changing lives today, giving new beginnings and a lifetime of growing till we all see Jesus. If you have received this gift of salvation, but you haven't been water baptized, we just want to put the invitation to contact Pastor Darth or myself. We'd love to have you be part of this public declaration of what Jesus has done. Let's say a short prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that you took our sins. You died, but you didn't stay in the grave, Lord. You rose again so that we can be born again. We can have new life. Pray for each of these ones, Lord, to be baptized today, water baptized. We pray for your Holy Spirit to empower them to grow in that grace, in that mercy, and more like you, like Jesus, be the people that you have created them to be and to do what you've called them to do. Just for a moment here, if you've heard about this, but you've never made that, well, the heads are bowed and eyes are closed, you've never really made that commitment to follow Jesus, to confess your sins, and to turn from it and follow him, I want to give an opportunity right now. If that's you this morning, just would you slip up your hands and say, that's me. I want to make a commitment. I want to follow Jesus. I want to do that. Thank you. Anyone else? Well, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. It's unending. And we want to live in that and celebrate it today in the new lives of water baptism. Amen. So let's celebrate the new birth of our people in water baptism. And so I want to hear some cheering and some clapping. We're all done. Call up our first candidate, Zach. Max. Max is first. Come on up, Max.
Hello, my name is Max Smoak, and just for a few seconds, can the people who have prayed for me and family members and friends sit up for just a few seconds?
Look at this. And we will continue to pray for you, Max. We're not leaving you, you're not on your own, this army of people. So, point out a couple of people that are here this morning that are special just to come to see this.
Well, Steve Russell, he's helped me. Pretty much everyone. I can't really point out anyone, you know, directly, but my mom and dad. My mom's in New York. Dad, Stan Smoak. They've helped me throughout my life. Jeff Smoak, Tyler Mugg, Tony Monroe. All of these guys have really, truly helped me out, especially the parents, and pretty much without them, it would be, a difficult travel and life experience. So, thank you guys.
So tell us just briefly, what has Jesus done in your life? Why are you with me in water baptism today? Tell us just a brief synopsis of your story.
Yeah, just a quick story. It's been rough patch for me, and at Paradise Creek, I noticed that being spiritually emptiness is pretty rough, so I just figured that today is the day that I want to get rebaptized and start a new person, so.
Amen. So what would you like your life to look like now you're recommitted your life to Jesus? What do you want your life to look like going forward?
Just to be at peace with myself and be at peace with the things that I've done wrong.
Jesus said, I give you perfect peace. I pray that over you. Sit down.
So, someone's going to ask you a couple questions really quick. Have you received the Lord Jesus as your Savior? And do you tend to forsake your life prior to this moment and to walk in the new life that he has given you for the rest of your days?
I do.
All right. Well, upon that confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's my privilege to be able to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Woo! Woo! Give me a hug, man. Love you. Proud of you. I'm proud of you. Many blessings.
Lisa. Tell us who you are.
Lisa Gonzalez.
And who are some of the special people that are here to see you this morning?
Two of my children, their partners, their best friend, Virgil.
And who invited you to church?
Virgil invited me here. A lot of years ago.
Okay, well, today's the beginning of a great new start. And so tell us just a little bit about why you are here today and a little bit about your story.
My story goes very deep, but I will just say that I'm here today to leave all my sins in the past and follow Jesus.
Amen to that. So what would you want your life to look like going forward?
I just want to be at peace with Jesus, at peace with myself.
Amen. Those are prayers that he will answer with the Holy Spirit inside of you. All right. Pastor Art's going to come.
Hey, why don't you extend your hands this way? Let's pray for Lisa. Lord, as Lisa stands in these baptismal waters today, you know the story. You know the joys. You know the struggles. Everything that's brought her here to this moment. But this is the moment that matters the most. Because today, she is declaring before witnesses of heaven and of earth that she has chosen to follow Jesus. So Lord, this is the most important decision any person can make. And Lisa's made that choice. And Father, the past is the past, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will allow her to just let it all go. And God, that the Holy Spirit who now lives inside of her will encourage her in the journey ahead. Lord, there are better days. There is hope. There is joy. There is peace. Life might not be perfect, but God, she has hope in you because you have come to give new life. And so, Lord, we thank you for her. We pray your blessing over her. We thank you that you are faithful and you're good, and we see her life as a testimony of this. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You want to be seated right here? All right. Lisa, have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, sir.
And do you now forsake your past life, leaving all that behind, and to walk in the new life that he has given to you? Okay, upon that confession of faith, I baptize you now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, bless you.
Tell people who you are.
My name is Zach Davies.
Cheerleader Zach. For those of you who are baseball games. Hey, tell the people here, well, first of all, who is here to witness what's happening today and introduce them a little bit.
It was a bigger throng than I thought it would be. So I've got my wife and my daughter. Tomoko's my wife, Mio's my daughter. And then next to them, Dan and Marlene Davies. And in row double Z, Rod Van Hoven and Bonnie Van Hoven.
Awesome. Thank you for coming to witness this today. So, Zach, tell us a little bit about your story and why you're here today.
Yeah. So, I lived in Japan for 4 years and liked alcohol too much. And so I'd have all-night partying and feeling miserable, and I was sitting waiting for the first train. It was like 5 a.m. waiting for the first train. And sun was coming up. And I heard this voice say, "Zach, what are you doing? And I realized it was Easter morning. And my life changed really quickly. However, if I could just put the last 20 years as a picture, it's Jesus and me in the front of the car wrestling over the steering wheel. And I'm done wrestling with Jesus over the steering wheel. I just want Jesus to take it.
Put in Jesus in control of your life. What would you like your life to look? Now that you made that commitment, a deeper commitment, say, God, I need you to be in control. What did you want your life to look like going forward?
So I thought, if I can't be in front of my church family professing my faith about Jesus, how am I going to be outside professing my faith about Jesus? And I just thought, you know, if I want to make that step, I have to do it in front of my church family first before I can be bold and go out and just share Jesus with everyone.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's extend our hands forward. Let's pray for Zach this morning. Lord, I thank you for my friend, Lord. My life has been enriched in these last few years, being able to know Zach, Lord. And I realize, Lord, there's the story. He just mentioned some of the background. But Lord, I'm grateful that you have brought Zach to this point in his life. You have blessed him. You have poured your love into his life, God. And I know that today this is an important step in his public declaration that you are his Lord and Savior. So, Father, I pray for strength through the Holy Spirit to allow him to, again, to move forward in you, that movement of becoming more like Jesus. We call that sanctification, that process, Lord. And we're all in that process. It never ends in this life. So, Lord, as Zach continues to make forward momentum and forward movement in his relationship with you, as you craft him and form him to be more like Jesus, God, I pray that his life will speak of the testimony of Jesus Christ, who has come to save the world. So, Lord, I pray this morning, we all pray together, God, for the next journey ahead. Lord, from this moment forward, use Zach for your glory and for your promises. Lord, we trust you in this, and we thank you for this day and the new life that he is declaring. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 If you want to be seated. Zach, have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? And do you intend to live for him the rest of your life? Well, upon that confession of faith, it's my privilege now to be able to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Love you, man. Love you. Love you, man.
Why don't you tell the people who you are?
Joanna Kneeler. I'm actually an e-member. We follow online because we travel around the country 365 days a year.
An e-member. I'm not sure I've ever heard that one before. So there we go. I like it. Well, thank you for following us and being here this morning for this. Who is here this morning? You can introduce a few of the people.
My husband, Bob. My brother, Thomas. And our Aunt Beth, who I just learned yesterday, also has undergone a water baptism in the bath, in addition to being baptized as a baby.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for being here, friends and family. And so what brings you here? Can you tell us a little bit of your story?
Born and raised in the church from the time I was a baby, going to Lutheran churches, Missouri, and then when we moved to Federal Way, baptized as a baby, confirmed when I was, 12 or 13, after a couple of years of catechism class. But it's just been in the last 3-4 years, and I can't believe this, that I've come to understand what the Holy Spirit is. I didn't understand. Now I do. Yeah.
So this is really a rededication of that point where you're really, okay, Holy Spirit lives inside of you.
Yeah.
And he will empower you to be living for him and knowing that you know that you know you're going to heaven. Is that right?
Yes.
What would you like the life to look like? Now you've discovered the power of the Holy Spirit in your life and living for him. What do you want your life to look like?
Each day I pray that I confess my sins, you know, and then I ask the Holy Spirit to just help me with one thing every day so that each day I'm better, a little better each and every day.
That's the process that Pastor Darth just mentioned. I mentioned that transformation. There's a big change and then there's that growth. That's awesome that you're learning that and just praying that prayer every single day. That is awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Hey, let's pray over Joanna. Would you join me really quick? Just lift your hands. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Joanna, Lord. The testimony that she has is being raised in a Christian home, having the opportunity to learn about you at a young age, Lord, and she's lived life, and now you've opened up a new understanding to her of the presence of the Holy Spirit, which resides inside of us, Lord. And when we study the scriptures and we see the work of the Holy Spirit, we recognize that he is our helper. He is the one who empowers us to live these lives you want us to live. Lord, I thank you for the confession of her mouth this morning. So, Holy Spirit, each day, would you help me one step at a time, one move at a time in my following of Jesus? So, Lord, I thank you for the faith that she had growing up, and we thank you now for the faith, Lord, that she reiterates today through this water baptism moment. Lord, you have raised her to new life, and God, her testimony is powerful. Because, God, others need to hear what you have done in her life so they know, God, what you can do in their lives as well. So we pray blessing over her. And, God, thank you for this honor it is to be able to baptize her today. In Jesus' name, amen. You can sit down if you would. Joanna, have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
I have.
And do you intend to live for him for the rest of your life?
I do.
Amen. Upon your confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's my privilege to be able to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You're good. You're good. You're good. Lord bless you. Lord bless you. I hope you get out of here, okay?
Okay, so this is Severa. Severa Zavala, and she is super excited to get baptized today. She's a little nervous, but I told her it's just our church family, so we're going to be okay. Severa, can you tell us who's here to celebrate with you today?
My grandma, my grandpa, my sister, my aunt and uncle, and my other aunt over there. And my
awesome. Okay, Severa, you want to tell us a little bit? When did you ask Jesus into your heart?
I was in my sister's bedroom, and I was praying with my grandma, and we asked him into her with my sister.
And Severa, why do you want to get baptized today?
So I can say yes to Jesus and like show other people that I am.
Yeah, that's so good, so good. One thing that you guys should know about Severa that I just, it's such a privilege to teach her in Kids Church every week. She is such a good friend. She makes friends so quickly and she's so kind. And the second thing is that she asks really good questions and they always make me stop and I'm like, okay, I've got to think about that one a little bit. So I love having her in Kids Church. I'm so, so proud of you. So Severa, go ahead. Yep, just like that. Perfect. Severa, are you ready to leave your old life behind and live a new life for Jesus? All right. Based on your profession that Jesus is Lord of your life, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So this is Severa's little sister, Alexis. So Alexis, we already heard everyone who's here to celebrate with you, but do you want to say a quick hi?
Hi.
So Alexis, why do you want to be baptized today?
Because I want to follow Jesus for the rest of my life.
And Alexis, when did you ask Jesus into your heart? When did you make that decision?
Like when I was really little.
Your grandma, she's into your heart. That's awesome. You want to sit down?
Ooh, it's a little cold.
You're going to be okay. She could do it. One thing that I love about Alexis is just like her sister, she's very, very kind. She's very kind. And she's also always like the first person to do something when I ask, like, hey, yeah, it's time we're going to play a game. We're going to say our member verse. And she's always the first. She's so just ready for everything. And so I'm so proud of you and I'm super excited for you. Okay, so go ahead and sit down. All right, Alexis, have you made the decision to ask Jesus into your heart? And are you ready to follow him for the rest of your life? Yeah? Based on your confession that Jesus is Lord of your life, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.